It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Laura Schmidt.
Soybeans are setting and filling pods, staging them at R3 to R4. Soybean aphids have been confirmed in a few fields at low levels. These aphids are blowing in from the south, and overall populations remain quite low here. Natural enemies are able to manage aphid levels. But if you are looking for more information, we do have an aphid fact sheet for managing them in soybeans, and that's available in this week's Bean Report. So field peas, they're ranging anywhere from flat pod or R3 to full pod or R4 stages. Even some of the earliest seeded fields are beginning to mature. So once peas have reached the full pod stages where those seeds have filled the pod, fungicide applications are no longer recommended because we're within that 30-day pre-harvest interval of several products, and also because disease isn't expected to be affecting yield any longer. And once peas, again, have reached that full pod stage, they're also not as sensitive to pea aphid feeding, and control's no longer recommended there either. But on the other hand, if your peas were seeded a bit later this year and they're just starting to enter those early podding stages, now is the time to be checking for pea aphids and those second fungicide applications. We do have some peas yellowing in saturated soils from root rots. So if you're seeing some root rot in your pea fields, it's a good idea to get those roots tested to find out if that disease is aphanomyces. Since this root rot aphanomyces is long lived in the soil, pea rotations really need to be extended to an 8-year break if it is present. So we really want to ID those roots. And there's a couple different places you can send samples that we have in this week's report. For dry beans, they're ranging anywhere from R3 to R5, forming pods that are an inch or more long to beginning to fill seed. So continue to scout and assess the risk of white mold development in dry beans. And fava beans are at full pod with some foliar diseases just starting to show up. Grasshoppers do continue to be a main pest of concern. Defoliation thresholds change at later reproductive stages. So for soybeans that bloom to pod fill stages, it's 15% defoliation. And more advanced soybeans that pod fill to maturity, the threshold is 25% defoliation, unless you're seeing some of that pod seeding. So just new grasshopper thresholds now that we're later into staging.
Laura, talk a little bit about soybean cyst nematode.
So soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, it's one of the most yield-damaging pests of soybeans. So symptoms are easily mistaken for IDC or drownouts. It's also pretty rare to see above-ground symptoms at early infections. But if you're seeing something that's resembling IDC symptoms and the crop's not growing out of it, do dig up some roots to investigate. Those above-ground symptoms are more noticeable on sandier soil types in a dry year, but at low levels of infection, plants might appear healthy above ground. So digging up roots in poorer producing areas is really the best way to investigate. Below ground, those symptoms you're looking for are whitish lemon-shaped cysts on the roots, and they're much smaller than root nodules. If you're finding those, that's when you want to give us a call at MPSG or Manitoba Agriculture so we can get those tested. This is a new pest to Manitoba, so we want to keep an eye out for it.
And finally, you wanted to talk a little bit about Phytophthora root rot as well.
So Phytophthora root rot, it's a root and stem disease specific to soybeans that will infect the crop at any growth stage. So it first appears as a brown lesion that's extending upwards from the soil line, and those roots are discolored and unhealthy. So plants will be wilted and the leaves remain attached to the plant. Infection can occur in patches, or you can have randomly infected plants throughout the field. So one lookalike to Phytophthora is northern stem canker, where plants appear wilted. There's a brown lesion on the stem as well. But with stem canker, generally those roots will be healthy and the lesion won't be extending from the soil line. So that is one way to tell them apart, whether or not that root mass is rotted. And the best strategies to manage Phytophthora is going to be variety resistance, which you can learn more about in this week's Bean Report. To best use that variety resistance, you also need to know what rate of disease is in your field. So this year, if you suspect your field has a Phytophthora infection, give us a call as we're trialing a new soil test this year to determine the pathotypes of this disease in your field to better make that variety selection decision. You can learn more about this in this week's Bean Report at manitobapulse.ca.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Schmidt is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.